It's time for Warrior versus Masher, the battle of the Mersey.
I've almost forgotten how we do this.
Shut up.
Yeah, it feels a little bit
no show.
Unusual. The score at the moment is Sean Masher Dodd 10 and Tony the Warrior Dodson 12, despite the fact we have no idea when this quiz is finishing.
No.
It's a bit of no finish date on it.
Let's just do it. Come on.
Let's just keep doing it until, right. I win.
It gives the listeners a laugh. So let's do it.
Let's get going. All right. Mugs Away is who? Who won the last one?
I won. He's Masher.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 12.
Okay. Nah, I'm sure I pulled it back, you know.
You never.
Dodson won last time, according to Adjudicator
Matty. There you go, see?
Okay, fire it off to him.
Mugs Away.
Super stuff, right? Here you go. Masher, which boxer has called out Anthony Joshua after his controversial win at the weekend? Does that make sense?
Ah, we did. Didn't give me a chance there.
So which boxer has called out Anthony Joshua after he had a controversial win last weekend?
You don't need to give him any sort of clue.
Last weekend.
Yeah. Well, there weren't that many fights last weekend. I mean, the...
When was last weekend?
Oh, I've lost my screen.
Wait there, let me get
Paul
it right.
Paul Smith called him out.
Is it the Bill? The Bill just gone now.
Sorry, I've lost my entire screen here. Producer Matty, what's
yeah, give me
here?
More time. Is it the weekend
no,
that's just
no,
gone
you don't
now?
Need a, yeah, you don't need a clue.
Paul Smith weekend?
Yes.
The Paul Smith weekend?
Yes. Yeah, but not necessarily on Paul's card.
Shut up.
That's good. That's
okay.
Good.
That's enough. It's an easy enough question.
While Matty fixes the computer here.
Countdown, 10
no,
seconds.
Wait there.
Who
had a controversial win at the weekend?
Andre Ward.
Win hard, was it?
Was that right?
Yeah, and I'd play something, but I haven't got
right.
A screen to be able to play you something.
Right, well, guess how did you not get that?
You have a hard time singing.
Right, Tony.
I didn't know that.
Between them. How many world title fights have Paul and Stephen Smith had?
Five.
Matty, you've got that wrong. Matty put four on here. It's five.
Five.
How do you know it's five?
I know it's five. Stephen's
had
two.
Stephen's
had two. There you go.
Well, Paul's had four and Stephen's
had
two.
Paul's had three, which he's lost, and Stephen's had two.
Paul's had three, Stephen's had two.
Yeah, five.
Yeah, that's right. That's five in total. There we go. One all. Let's get on to the second round.
That was easy.
Look at you there. Whatever.
Got some mystery voices. What are you doing now, Matt?
Matty's just wrecking the... He's trying to put me off. That's what it is.
Yeah, right, here we go. Mystery
pull
voice.
Pull his ear.
Masher, here we go. Who's this?
Apparently, the baby's already got a really big head and a big waist.
Any ideas who this one is?
Apparently, the baby's already got a really big head and a big waist.
Dodson's waiting in the wings. This is someone.
Can I hear it one more time?
Okay.
Apparently, the
he's
baby's
big in America.
Got a really big head and a big waist.
His best friend.
Hey, don't well, give. Why are you giving?
Because I clues? Haven't got a clue.
His exactly.
Best friend is David Beckham. Well, last time.
Apparently, the baby's already got a really big head and a big waist.
Not Peter Kay, is he? No. Who's the other fella?
He's a nutter.
Office?
As a simple
who's does the office?
He's a nutter.
For the point.
Go on.
James Corden.
James Corden.
He's an incredible, James Corden. Incredible. Is he English?
Yes.
Feeling of satisfaction.
Why, you don't get the accent. Wow, it really is the dark
you
side
me off
over
with
there.
The American Beckham.
The comedian, James Corden.
He does the American Beckham. Beckham's not American. He's from London.
Hello,
oh,
bro.
My God.
All right, stop
keep
it.
Keep talking.
Stop it.
Keep talking.
No, no, don't.
All right. It's a mystery.
I'm thinking too hard. This is what
oh, my God.
Here's one for you, Dodson.
I don't know, lad. It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Now, that's something like from the 60s, so I'm never going to get that.
I don't know, lad.
I'm never
like
gonna get
no
it. It's not even weird.
I've
got. I know that.
Go on, isn't it?
Even if you could give me his alter ego, the character he plays.
Yeah, let me do it.
I don't know, lad. It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
It sounds like the fellow who done the voice for the BFG. That's what it sounds like.
Ooh.
Nobody's gonna say the character that you said. Come on, count
what
it down.
What's he doing?
Wallace and Gromit.
What's he doing?
Oh.
Yes, it is.
I never watched it.
I looked at you and it reminded me of Wallace.
He's not from the 60s, though, is he?
His voice sounds like he's old. Old.
Everyone knows Wallace and Gromit.
I've never seen Wallace and Gromit.
Yes. Is that 2-1 to me?
2-2.
No, 2-2.
2-1. Where is he?
Right.
Shut up, lad.
Here we go. On to the entertainment section of the quiz. who has just released a charity single in aid of the Grenfell Tower victims.
What do you mean, who made it or who's singing
it? It's not for you, this. It's for Masha.
Yeah, we'll explain it again then.
Right, so someone has just released a charity...
Someone?
Yeah, well, someone was behind it. Someone organised it all.
I listened to it this morning. I think it's a... I said to you, didn't I? What a good song, though.
In aid of the Grenfell Tower victims. Who was the man who organised all this?
James Arthur. Is it right?
Press the button.
He's a nutter.
Ah. Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell. Was
3-2. Boom.
Oh, Masha, how did
something wrong with you?
You know?
Swear to God. You need to stop, right? Slow yourself down. Think properly and not just erratic.
I listened to it this morning as well. He hasn't even heard it.
You've got.
I don't want to hear it. I know we made it.
It's a good song, mate. Bridge over water.
Well, if he doesn't get this question, you might get a chance to equalise.
Just give him like a made-up question, Steve.
Which British reality dating programme is currently on
Love
ITV?
Island.
Oh, I know that.
Love Island.
It's an incredible, incredible...
Oh, I knew that.
Play me song.
Easy, man.
Play me song.
Here he is.
Matt is out for the count.
I do like his song. Like.
You better start getting me your trophy ready.
I think Masha did a Flores there. I think he cheated and just lay down.
No, we need to. You need to slow down and think. That's what he needs to do, rather than.
No, the reason why I said James Arthur
shut up.
Is because I heard it. Someone, I don't know, you know.
But when Steve says to you the person behind,
well, I thought it was. Yeah. I just thought he might have just, you know, done just a good thing.
Just leave it there. Just leave it there.
I've not heard the song. Is it good?
It's good, mate. It's emotional, you know. The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.